What's going on, y'all? This is another episode of Wine Your Mind Happy Hour. I'm here with my girl AT.
Hey, hey, how's it going?
And my homie
P Hat in the house. You know how it is.
So yeah, so today we're gonna do a more of a special episode. I had a little bit of an issue with social media, and with that time period, I actually came up with an idea of how I can go ahead and express something that I really have going on. So recently, I just had my little brother pass away. This was the 8th, mm-hmm. December the 8th. So he got into a car accident, and I wanted to show a way how I can continue his remembrance or continue something about him. So I'm going to make this show special. We're still doing our wine, so he's going to let you all know what your wine is that we're drinking. But I'm going to make this show a little bit of a special episode where I share a little bit of me so you all get to know, and then I share a little bit of my brother so I can make sure that he's remembered.
Definitely. Definitely.
So what are we drinking today?
So today we have a Eugene Wine Cellars Pinot Gris. It is a 2011 B2. It's really good. It's a little tasty.
It's got a little sweetness to it that I like, you know. It's a like you said, a Pinot Grigio,
Pinot Gris. We're expanding our mind here.
Mm-hmm. Definitely just drinking right now.
And it definitely has a 12% volume.
As you know, that is the number that I look at. Yeah. We had a choice between a 6.5% or a 12%. I got to choose. I chose a 12%.
Oh, yes.
P-Hat likes the alcohol content.
So everybody that's on their way to the happy hour, make sure that you go there and check on the number if you don't know what you want to drink.
Percentages matter.
Definitely matter. Mm-hmm. Percentage lives matter, y'all. Yes. It matters.
But shout out to Eugene Wine Cellars. Thank you so much for your Pinot Gris. It's your 2011 B2. If y'all want to try it, let me know your thoughts.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, Chris, you know, I know the week's been kind of hard. It's almost Christmas time. It's almost the end of the year. And so everybody's thinking of, you know, the year in review and thinking of, you know, this I feel has been, it's been a big year for you. It's, you've laid a lot of the foundation for your company. You've laid a lot of headway with your company.
Shout out Unique Legacy. Yes. Mr.
So
UL,
what is Unique Legacy? Tell us a little bit about the company.
Okay. So for y'all that don't know Unique Legacy, I am Mr. UL, Unique Legacy, and it's a clothing line. You know, it's a brand. Let me say it more like that. It's something that I decided that I wanted to do a while back, where I wanted to be able to express, you know, something, you know, some purpose or some life like that. So I even remember when I came up with the name Unique Legacy.
Ooh.
Of course, at this time, I started during where urban sports was real big. So shooter sports, hobos, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah.
So I actually came up with the word unique, and I wanted to do something called Unique Sports.
Okay.
And at that time, somebody had already had it. So that kind of sucked.
It's always how it is.
Always. I know I lost my first name too. I was like, come on. That was perfect.
Absolutely.
Always.
But I did like the unique word, and I thought about who I was at the time and what I was doing it for at the time. And I kept messing with the word unique. And then one day I was at work and I actually was drinking a Tropicana bottle drinking a Tropicana orange juice. And I looked at the bottle, and I was normally on the back of the bottle, they have something on there, like a little message or something like
that.
Your morning, you know, motivation message or something. And I saw the word legacy in there.
And it just.
Wait a minute.
Exactly what it was.
You know. That's so funny.
If I take unique.
I'm trying to tell you. And I stayed with the word. And I played with it for a little bit, for at least about a week. Unique legacy. And about a week after a while, it actually started growing on me.
Mm-hmm.
And the word sounds stronger the more I said it. I thought about, you know, who I was, what I was going through at the time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And Unique Legacy kind of just stuck with me. And I've been using it since 2004.
Okay.
So.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Right. You know what I mean?
Oh, it's from 2004?
So it's been a good 13.
Oh, yes. I didn't realize you made that long ago.
I mean,
so you've had that idea in your head for
definitely,
a minute.
I definitely had that idea for a while. So it's real great to be able to see it now.
Come to fruition, yeah.
Definitely. So, you know, fast forward a little bit. You know, I think about Unique Legacy now and how I do it as a brand.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of different things that motivate me behind it now. You know, I think at that time I just wanted to do clothes.
Mm-hmm. That's what you saw it as.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, and then once again, for those who don't know, I'm a service disabled vet, so I retired from the military. So when I came back home, or during that time when I was spending trying to come back home, and then I finally came back home, I was focusing more on the brand itself and saying, like, you know, if I get it back, or if I make it back home good, I'm going to do this.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. As the next step.
Very next step.
Okay.
And then I looked at the things at home now, because for, you know, entrepreneurs that's doing business or a thing like that, you have to have a reason for what you're doing it for.
There's always your why.
You know, you have your ups and downs, and those times when you have your downs,
yeah,
you got to have a reason for why you keep getting up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. True that.
Amen.
You know, so I definitely came back home, looked at my family. Mm-hmm. And
were they your why?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Everybody's got a why.
Exactly. Family, man. And I looked at them and I really went to a mode where I want them to have more than what we have now.
Yeah. Put them in a better situation.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. And by doing that, I was able to, you know, create an example, or try my best to be an example.
Yeah.
For my little brother. Mm-hmm. You know, unfortunately that passed away. And with that, I actually did more than what I thought I was going to do.
I mean, because you started doing walks for Veterans Day.
Yes.
You started doing clothing drives. You started doing pop-ups. You started, right. I mean.
Right. It went far, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I really, you know, I continued doing it because, you know, a real strong part of that is that I really was thinking about my little brother.
Mm-hmm.
And making sure that he had something to follow so he can keep going. Because right now, you know, the world is kind of hard. I think the world's always been hard, but.
Yeah. It's always hard
hard right now. And, mm-hmm. and you know, and always, you know, a young African man trying to grow up in the world that we're living in, it's always been a struggle. So as an entrepreneur, you know, or as a business person, or even just an example, you know, or motivator, for whatever the case may be, you have people who watch you and you don't know.
There's always somebody.
Who's watching you. There's always someone watching you, especially when there's kids around.
Exactly.
And you got a younger brother, you know he watching.
He's always mm-hmm. watching. And I
know they're watching.
Doing this and coming home, your relationship with him kind of changed, because what he was getting into, what you were getting into, started
I put my faith in God, and you know, a lot of times there's some things that you don't understand, and then as you watch mm-hmm. it kind of like come about, it turns into something slowly,
like,
right?
Oh, this is what that
absolutely.
Was
absolutely.
Yeah.
So I have two little brothers and I love both of them dearly, you know what I mean? But this one I had that passed away, you know, we lived together, and
how old was he?
He's 21. He was
21. Wow.
Man, that mm-hmm. 21 number. At least he made it to 21.
Yeah.
He got to go out and drink.
He got to drink a little bit.
Just a little bit. Yeah.
Got to live a little bit. Yeah.
But, get your legal status
man,
out.
That's crazy. I know that.
Yeah,
21.
Man. 21.
Yeah.
But just, you know, seeing it now, like, I really watch him, you know, or I watched him, especially, and then having the people who came by and just, you know, showed their condolences and mm-hmm. their love and appreciation for him. And it was so much that I went from thinking that I didn't do enough to being so proud because he did it.
He left mm-hmm. an amazing legacy behind, awesome. Even in 21 years.
Oh, my God, mm-hmm. yes.
You know, and you were saying that he was active in so many different people's lives in different ways that they did a vigil
absolutely.
For him.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And that was great. And another strong moment, and for those people who shared their loving words, mm-hmm. you know, how they felt about him or what type of impact they left for him, you know, that was real strong. Like I said, I was very proud. You know, DJ, he was always, he wanted to be a babysitter. He was, you know what I mean? And I love him so much for it because I didn't have to do it.
Yeah, yeah.
Like I, out of my 30,
so he was a caring
years,
person. He was a caretaker almost. Like he was looking out for people.
It's beyond me. You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? Like for my 31 years of living, like I've never had a babysit.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like I don't know how many godchildren he has or how many times or how many people call him Uncle DJ. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, I even sometimes slip up and say Uncle DJ now. Mm-hmm. Like, I say when I do my tattoo, I'm going to say Uncle DJ.
Oh, no,
that's what's up. That's what's up.
You know
what I mean?
Because these little kids love him.
Mm-hmm. And so you never know the impact.
No.
Like you said, you never know who's watching, and you never know what people take away
that's
from
true.
Your story.
Not at all. You're not
you
at
know?
All.
I bet folks came out the woodworks that you hadn't seen in forever, right, just coming through, you know?
And you're like, man, I didn't even know why that you were even watching something like
that.
That.
I mean, like, I had to put his suit together that they were going to use for him to be in the casket.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And as I was going through his room looking for the little things that I'm picking out, I felt like I was picking out my own clothes.
Because he's been watching
I mean?
You.
He's like everything. Like, I mean, like, we're both like fashionable people. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm pulling out the Gucci belt for him. You know what I mean? I'm pulling out the earrings for him, the diamond watch for him.
Yeah.
So we can all, because it's his, right?
Yeah.
So we're supposed to go with him, right? It don't belong to anybody
there
else.
There you go.
I'm sure someone's listening is like, I would have kept that.
But nah, you know, if that was his,
it's
that was
his. It's his. Mm-hmm. You know, he worked hard for it. And at 21, I'm so proud to see what he has accomplished at 21.
And saw his impact.
Yes. And I think all he, a lot of what he wanted was to make sure that that I was proud of it.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
And I mean, and I know he's listening right now.
Definitely.
And I am very proud of what you've accomplished. And I couldn't ask for anything else than to know what he's left behind. And then now to make sure, because I feel like I have a responsibility to make sure that that I continue what he has going on.
Definitely. Mm-hmm.
And so I got some things working on. So as an entrepreneur, everybody know me, Mr. UL, Unique Legacy, and everything else I got on. That means I got some on my sleeve. So he was an artist. You know, he was the last thing that he fell in love with was photography. But prior to that, I mean, he was drawing, sketching. He started doing tattoos at one time.
Oh, right.
I think he actually wanted to incorporate the tattoos.
Oh, that's awesome.
And then I had my next door neighbor, close friend of ours. You know, when I wasn't around, he was definitely around for me.
Yeah.
You know, and he introduced him to photography. He introduced him to all these cameras that I haven't even seen before. You know, maybe on TV in black and white, but you know, he had it. He
like
had
hands
all of
on.
Them. And my little brother just like gravitated to it, like it just belonged together. And he started taking pictures and doing stuff, and it was like he naturally already had an eye for it.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And it was just great. So, like, I definitely are going to work on something. I already have people that I'm talking to. Like, it's crazy. Like, it just happened, and I'm already trying to work on something for him. But we all grieve differently, you know what I mean?
You know?
And mine's is literally, like, if he was watching and I knew he was watching, he'd probably slap me if I wasn't doing something to, you know, making sure that this is supposed to be the way it's supposed to be. So, I think about him like constantly, like now, but I've been working, you know, staying focused on the things that, because one day I want to really have my emotional tears towards him based off of the fact that I did it for him too.
Like I pushed what you were watching and what you wanted me to accomplish.
We did it. We did it. You know what I mean? Yeah. Definitely.
Like
you talk about like he was his artist, you know, we did the camera work and all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. And like you know, and all these folks came out the woodworks to do a vigil for him and all this kind of thing. So if you were to look at your brother and think about who he was as a man, as a person, as your family member, you know, and we're talking about legacies, you know, like what is your brother's, you know, what do you think or what do you want that legacy to be that people remember your brother by? Like, who was he? You know, what is that legacy he's leaving behind? You know,
I mean, definitely knowing what I wanted him to do while he was here.
Mm-hmm.
And that's being able to touch people, you know, with whatever his skill set was. I used to always tell him, I said, figure out what you love to do first and then figure out how to get paid for it.
You know?
That's real talk. That's real talk right there, man. That's real talk.
Because if you don't have a passion for it, like being an entrepreneur, especially creative entrepreneur, is hard.
It's definitely hard.
Because you're like, I can do this, but who's going to pay for it?
Like he was in the beginning steps of putting that legacy together. You know, he already had a good legacy. You know what I mean? He already had it, and he was in the beginning steps of it. You know?
Absolutely, man.
just see all those pieces coming together.
You know? Laying down that foundation.
Oh,
yeah.
My God. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm so proud of him now, especially just because of the fact that I've really seen that. If it wasn't a competition between who could do better as entrepreneurs, he just wanted to make sure that I saw him.
So it was like who's pushing who in this relationship.
At 21,
you know?
he had a sports BMW, and
I know,
for a while I didn't say anything to him about it, right? Because I was thinking about some other things with the car, and but I had to move it. It was in the driveway, and I had to move his car to make sure that another car got out, and I moved it, and me having to drive it real quick, I just drove it from one spot to one spot. I was like, damn,
it's nice. it's sweet. Nice.
You got the red interior.
Yeah, I know.
How you was doing?
So I called
my brother getting the ladies.
I called him and I said, you know, not to be too excited about it, but I was like, you did this one. You
I might take this one around the block. Like, I'll move it, but in a minute.
You did this. But once again, this is one of those things that I knew that I gave to him. That at least that he saw.
Yeah.
And he wanted to make sure that he had a part of it or was a part of it or was able to do something greater.
And that he had
it.
His goals and, you know, how to push.
See, I think your brother's legacy is still in the makings. You know, I think his legacy is going to live on with us, you know, because I look at you,
you know,
Mr. UL. And
I agree.
I think a lot of your brother's legacy is going to, you know, be hemmed up in what you end up doing, you know, and how you take his memory. And what he's taught you in life and, how he's pushed you to be this better person, this better entrepreneur and all this and how to be this role model for him. You know,
Definitely.
I think a lot of your legacy is going to be tied to
his.
Your brother's legacy, man. You know what I'm saying?
And I think he's going to be a big part of that. And his nieces and nephews and godchildren.
You know?
Those are his.
Because he's obviously affected you.
Right.
You know,
and who better to tell them
than
his big brother. Your stuff is growing. You know, your stuff is getting big. You got all these ideas. And I know he was a part of, like,
what
you were doing it for.
Absolutely. Like I said, he was my definitely part of my major inspiration for why I get up every day making sure I go do it.
Exactly.
Some days I have bad days. Some days I have good days. But, you know, now it's more of an energy thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm taking an energy from him, you know, this whole situation. And I'm like really erasing excuses.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because like we were saying off air before about how, you know, none of this is promised. Like you say, you go to bed and you wake up that whatever it is that you didn't do today, that hopefully you'll get to do tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and a lot of people say, give me my flowers while I'm here.
Mm-hmm.
And I was curious, being at the vigil and hearing what people said, you got to see your brother through different eyes.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And like, you know the impact that he had
absolutely
in your life and in your movement in this entrepreneurship, but like seeing other people talk about, oh no, your brother helped me with this, or your brother did this for me, or he inspired me to do, like, how was that? Because you know your brother.
Absolutely.
But seeing him in other people's eyes, like, how
did that affect you?
Or change your vision, or
and you know what, it doesn't really change anything, because I really felt like he was gonna do this anyway. I was just trying to make sure that he stayed on track, and he did it. You know, like I said, he almost ran his own babysitting daycare type of thing, because I remember he used to tell people, I had people telling me, like, the baby was still in the stomach, and he's like, hurry up so I can watch your baby. You know what I mean?
I love it.
Got love and heart.
So he's always, you know what I mean? Of course, people will speak about him being gone too soon.
Yeah.
And everybody, you know, we feel some type of way.
Yeah.
But I mean, like I said, seeing it through other people's eyes, I knew it. It just gave me the confirmation to know that he did it.
Definitely.
So I don't have to feel like, man, I wish I would have. You know what I mean? Because I spent a lot of time with him doing different things. And of course, I reached a point in my age or my time with things not going the way it was supposed to go. So I know I probably was a little bit guilty with the expression that I should have made with him at that time and things like that. But you know, one thing I never made sure that he had to worry about was somebody watching over him.
Yeah.
Like, everywhere he went, I mean, like, I got the clubs that I know that I go to that they know, like, oh, that's Chris's little brother.
Yeah.
You know, I got people's houses that he go to, they be like, that's Chris's brother. Matter of fact, when I graduated high school, he was just starting, and they was like, that's Chris's brother.
We know who that is.
You know what I mean? So, like, I never left him out there alone, you know? But I do miss a lot of little things that we used to do. Like, I remember we was going to the movies. We were going out to eat. Matter of fact, I found a picture when he first turned 18, and I was talking about, well, we're going to, you know, leave a legacy. We're going to do it.
You were already implanting.
Mm-hmm. No dreads, because, of course, now he looked like one of the Three Little Migos or whatever like that. Yeah. But, I mean, clean cut, everything. Right. I'm right beside
clean
him.
Clean cut.
You know what I mean? I think I was like 250 at the time, lost 30 pounds since then. You know what I mean? Yeah. But I'm like, I'm with him, his arms around me. Aww. I'm around him, and I'm like, and I was like, this is my little brother. You know? It's crazy, but like I said, you get to see a better picture, and then to have the energy to push you when you have excuses that you make, so you don't make them anymore.
Mm-hmm. That is very true.
You know,
I mean, he could be an inspiration to all of us, because, you know, when I heard about the news, man, you know, and I was like, whoa, you know, it made me start to thinking about, like, you know, how short life is, how fleeting it can be,
absolutely,
you know, and all that kind of thing. You know, that's going to push. I know that's going to push me. Yeah. I know it's going to push Alice. Oh, it's going to push all of us to just be as good as we can be, you know, in life, you know, and do the things that, you know, there might not be tomorrow.
Nah.
Yeah.
You know, so when you're trying to push stuff off the next day, you know, sometimes that ain't the way to go. You know, you need to do your thing right now.
Like I said,
you know, ain't no
time
excuses.
Time is of the essence.
You know what I mean?
It's absolutely true. When you have I've met people who are no longer here before. I mean, no longer here now.
Mm-hmm.
And no one have spoken about themselves as they've spoken about my little brother.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And like I said, I'm so proud, and it's such a good feeling. I mean, it's very sad to physically know he's not here.
Yeah.
But to know he's here 24/7 now, that's something completely different. That means his job that he was doing here was needed so much more than somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm happy to know that.
Yeah, and other people saw that, recognized that, embraced that, was inspired by that, what, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel you, because you always wonder, especially when it is someone who's so young, you have to somehow, I guess, make it better for yourself.
Absolutely.
And so, I don't know, for me, I've lost friends young, and I guess in their, you know, short time, what feels short to us, even though there's nothing longer than life. You know, like, we don't know anything but the days we're given.
Amen.
And, you know, you have to think, well, maybe everything that was, all the seeds that were supposed to be planted were planted by this point.
Right.
You know, which leaves you going, man, all right, so I have some days that are past. What do I do now?
Right.
What do I do with that time? Because that time is unknown, but it's here. It's present. It's, you know, I guess, how has everything that's been going on lately? And I mean, this year, you really sowed a lot of seeds for the business, for the brand.
Absolutely.
You and he together grew way closer than you probably, you know, being at different ages, grown up, him seeing the world a bit more, you seeing the world a bit more.
Right.
Y'all came together. So, like, where do you see Unique Legacy going? Because now, I'm sure your vision has changed a bit.
I mean, it has. Like, I mean, Unique Legacy is already a limited liability company.
Mm-hmm.
And to the people that's familiar with businesses, you know, being an entrepreneur, you're able to, like, you know, create this pyramid of, you know, businesses in such a way. So, I mean, seeing the way that I want the company is like being able to create platforms for individuals to be able to themselves, you know, stand on top of and create something great.
Oh, I love it.
I mean, I that's really all that my energy goes to.
Yeah.
You know, I think about a lot of my growing and a lot of different things that I wish that was there, and that maybe was there, but, you know, everybody's not seeing the same page or something like that. But, you know, they're really, Unique Legacy is going to be art.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
oh, I'm so excited.
I love mm-hmm. the fact that I've made it in apparel.
Yeah.
I love the fact that I have a printing company underneath it.
Mm-hmm.
And I love the fact that I love, you know, media and entertainment mm-hmm. and how it goes. And now I'm getting ready to love the fact that I have someone that I'm going to make sure leaves a real legacy.
Yeah.
And their picture is going to be up somewhere. A statue is going to be mm-hmm. up somewhere. You know, something's going to be up somewhere that says, because of this individual,
mm-hmm.
you know, he's motivated people that has that energy that's needed to do whatever it is that's needed, and I'm happy about that. So I'm happy to know that that's what's going to be. I mean, I'm already getting phone calls about this. You know,
yeah. mm-hmm.
unfortunately, like I said, this has happened on December the 8th. Today is now the 19th,
yeah.
you know what I mean? So literally, like, what, 10 days?
10, 11 days,
yeah.
You know what I'm mm-hmm. saying? Like, I'm not supposed to be talking to everybody. Right
I know,
now.
It's
like,
a week and a half ago.
Setting up yeah. business plans yeah. and meetings.
You know,
and,
but you know, the way y'all look at it, it's like, you know, his legacy is going to live yeah. through you.
It is.
You know what I mean? And so it's like y'all legacy is going to be together.
It's that inspiration that's
you know?
Keeping you going.
Yeah, I
you
know? Feel it. There's an energy that comes through it. I mm-hmm. mean, I have my little moments that,
yeah.
you know, but I take a deep breath real quick. And I know that people are saying to me, you know, Chris, you know, you got to make sure you mourn too.
You do.
And I do know that. I do. But right now, I just don't want to.
You feel like mm-hmm. you've got to
celebrate something. We in New Orleans.
Yeah,
you know what I'm
you
saying?
Know,
we're not New Orleans,
you know,
but, you know.
I want it to be different.
It's a party.
Because like
he left a happy legacy.
He did.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
And speaking about strength, I mean, I speak about my, you know, my mom, the one that actually carried
yes.
him for 9 months and had to drop him and raise him all the way up to 21 years.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she is a soldier.
Shout out to your
you
mom.
Know?
She being strong for everybody.
Oh, my
yes.
God.
Mm-hmm.
For everybody. You know, so with her being that, she's, you know, rubbed off on me and I'm just
oh,
doing
yeah.
what she does, but I'm also making sure that I'm watching out for her.
Always.
And I believe she's watching out for everybody else at the same time.
Always. Because, you know, you're always going to have your moments
of
and behind closed doors
We're
when you
human.
Breathe and
we are human.
Take it in. But,
it's
yeah.
okay. It's okay. So, you know, with that being said, like, if there's someone that needs to tell someone that that they love them and they haven't said it yet, like, you know, you need to make sure.
Right.
There is no perfect time.
Nope.
You're not going to make that money that you're looking for so you can turn back around and be like, I did it. You're not going
right.
to. You have it happens all at the same time, and you have to build and grow if that's what you're going to do.
Exactly.
But there's no perfect time with whatever it is that people try. Because, I mean, I've been a victim of it, too, because I know that there's times that I'm telling myself, oh, I'll talk to them later, but
right.
I got to go do this. But then you say you talk to them later, and then there is no later.
Right. Or or months go by, and it's
you
like,
know,
oh,
no.
man.
And then something, you know, doesn't happen. You know
yep.
what I mean? Or the person is not there anymore, and you're like, man, all I had to do is I could have did it.
Yeah.
You know, but you didn't do it. So, you know. Tell people, man, you don't, like, tomorrow's not promised. You don't know.
Really isn't.
You know, definitely. Definitely.
And, you know, you look back at it and go,
and
we were
that.
Just, but I was just saw.
Mm-hmm.
We just talked,
and
you
that's
know.
All I've been
Cause that's
getting.
What I thought, man.
That is all I've
yeah.
been getting. Like, the night before, I think he was at stadium, and I have a,
okay.
I got an older brother that's over there as well, so he watches him out as
oh.
he's doing security.
Totes.
And so that's, you know, that's where my little brother loves to go, of course. I mean, but also him being a photographer, he gets to go out to other little places
yeah.
and shoots for those podcasts. I mean,
that's
not
awesome.
Podcasts, but pop-up or anything
yeah.
like that they got going on. So, I mean, it's great for him. It's a great situation for him or that he was in.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That him to be able to do what he was doing and to have people. I mean, like I said, the people that he's touched, it's, I mean, wow. And
mm-hmm.
I mean.
And you never, you know, you never know that.
Oh, my gosh. And then he
you
has a Jamaican
do?
Family as well. So,
mm-hmm.
I mean, there's a certain amount of people that's trying. I mean, everybody's trying to make it. But, you know, there's people that can make it that can only make
yeah.
it. You know what I mean? And this is the reason why I'm even saying, like, I'm trying to keep it, you know, as much as I can. Because I have a cousin right now that's in Jamaica. And he's doing the program. He can't make it here. But he's like, he wants to do the program. Like, he's, I
he
was supposed
to
do the program.
He wants to
you
be a part
I mean?
Of it. Yeah,
he
you know.
It, and I just said, you know what? Do
right.
it.
Right. If
mm-hmm.
that's going to be your contribution to.
Oh, my God,
to,
yes. Oh,
yeah,
my God,
if that's
yes.
your way of showing
yes.
your love.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the thing. Like, I don't know. I when we heard about what happened, of course, my heart broke for mm-hmm. you, your mom, your family. Thank you. I kept thinking about the first time I met your brother, and I didn't know that it was your brother. See, AT kind of has an inner fat girl.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Who loves IHOP.
Oh, my God.
And I met your brother at IHOP.
That's right. Oh,
that's right. I forgot about that. Because I will totally put in orders for lunch and go pick them up.
I forgot about that. He was working there.
Yeah. And so, like, months passed, and I remember, like, all right, DJ, good to see you. I'm out.
Right.
And, you know, took my little breakfast, lunch, and walked out. He was such a sweetie. And then, like, months later, he ends up at our friend's house. And I'm like, dude. I know this kid. Why in the world do I know this kid? And I was like, oh my gosh, my inner fat girl met you before I did.
Oh my God.
And
you know,
the DMV is not big.
And I just remembered smile, and that night we had a really great time getting to know one another, you know, and so
everybody that I've heard.
You know, I just feel blessed that I could say that I got to meet your brother, and I got to know that light that was inside of your brother. You know,
it explains a lot.
It does.
Where my motivation comes from, and now what is really going to come from.
Yeah.
So I'm so glad that, you know, you had that opportunity to meet him, and anybody else that got the opportunity to meet him. I mean, yes.
Oh, he's so funny.
Yeah.
He was a good dude. He was funny. He was.
You know, but.
Little young whippersnapper, you know, little whippersnapper, jumping in the, you know what I'm saying,
you know,
jumping in the pool. What was it? Yeah. Over at our boy's house.
In the hot tub. Driving the hot ride.
That's right. That's right.
I remember that car, man.
Good old DJ.
You know, so I don't know. I guess one thing I want to say is, I love y'all. I thank y'all for this opportunity.
Love you,
you know,
we love you too.
You give your flowers while you're here.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and
don't wait.
My mother used to always tell me, "You never know who's watching.
Never know who's watching.
You never know." Yeah. You know, I could talk to you about 100 things, and all you remember is, "Man, Mott's apple juice is the best apple juice in the world." You know, that's the thing you take away, but it's random, but it's something you remember.
Take away, mm-hmm.
You know, or ooh. Photography works this way. If you know, if the shot looks like this, then that's the best shot you want. That might have been something that someone took away, and it may have changed the way that they do photography listening to your brother. You never know what impact you
the
leave
small
on
impact
people.
The people have, you
right.
know. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So
well shoot.
DJ, thank you for your impact.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Your legacy, man. It's gonna be strong.
I love you, man. And the fact that I know that I'm gonna be able to do this for you. And to have everybody be able to see what's going to take place in the future, you know, because for the people that know me, they know I got something up my sleeve. So it's going to be an interesting road. And I know that at the same time, he's going to be up there watching me, making sure that I do everything. Because now I can't hide anything no more.
Nope.
You was only doing it good when he was watching. And then you go around. Now he's watching me like 24/7.
All the time, yes.
So, yeah.
Still over that shoulder.
Like Duke Ellington, that one TV show we was watching.
If you haven't seen Big Mouth.
Yeah, so
there is a Duke Ellington ghost. That is hilarious.
That stuff is hilarious.
You know. But so with all of this new ideas and new things coming up, where can we find and follow you for Unique Legacy?
Yes, so I am at Unique Legacy _UL1. I believe that's for all of my social medias. I'm sorry for those who haven't seen me in a while, but you can probably understand. And then I also have a UL_apparel that where everybody will be able to see at least the new clothes. But the website for uniquelegacy.com, it's going to be where everybody can really see the clothes, really see the support in what I've been doing, especially for my little brother, because he comes into everything that I do and take it out.
There you go.
So I got some pictures that I'm going to put up as well. But that's definitely where you can find me. So www.uniquelegacy.com, uniquelegacy_UL1.
Yeah.
And UL_apparel.
All righty.
Yeah.
Well, all right. Going into the new year.
Absolutely.
Do you have any resolutions or things that you'd, I guess, nuggets of wisdom, if you will, that you'd want to leave with the people, the good people listening?
Of course. I mean, let me see. I have so many, but right now, you know, like I said, there's no perfect time.
No.
So even for those who's preparing their New Year's resolution, once again, there's no perfect time. Just because it's the beginning of the year doesn't mean you're supposed to start at the beginning of January 1st. If it's something that you're supposed to do,
yeah,
do it right now. If you can do it right now, do it right now. And let's go into the new year with you already doing it. Don't wait till January if you don't have to. Do it right now. So that's my New Year's resolution, is to watch other people do it right now.
There you go. Lay that foundation.
Do it right now.
Mm-hmm. Do it when you think of it.
Is that yours, P-Hat?
Well, you know, I used to have that mantra back in the day. I was trying to be a better person about myself.
Right. I like that.
And not be so lazy and whatnot. And so I had this mantra I went by for a little while. What, do it when you think of it.
Yes. Yeah.
So as soon as you think of it, do it. You know, I did it for a while. That was probably the most productive, like, 6 weeks of my life. You know what I'm saying? My God, I got so much done.
You know, I try to. I love it.
It was longer than
that's
that.
Honest,
but,
y'all. That's honest. I mean, you know, life is real. I tried to give up CP time for 2017.
Do it when you think of it. Don't wait. You know, don't put it off. Don't procrastinate. So, I feel you, man. Yeah, you know, that's your legacy for all of us. I'm going to think about that next year, too. What about you, AT? What you got for next year?
I think mine is. It's a quote from Empire Records. It often comes in my head that there are 24 useful hours in every day.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all about, I am trying to get the most out of my 24 hours of every day, but it's not just work and productivity. It's also sharing time with family, sharing time with friends, living a life that I felt like I left a legacy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've been thinking a lot about the future and what I want to lay down. Like you said, don't start. You know, I don't have to wait till January. No, I'm starting to lay that foundation now.
Right now.
I don't want to be fat in 2018, so no. I need to stop eating cookies
you
now.
You ain't fat.
Right. I'm not, but I want to keep my inner fat girl inside.
I usually
keep her in there with a cookie, but she be loud sometimes.
I feel you. I ain't mad at you.
So, you know, I'm just whatever it is that your goal is that you want to do, get started.
Get started.
Don't wait.
Don't wait.
Amen. Amen.
Don't leave your goal by the wayside.
Did you tell us how we can be able to find you?
So you can find us at Black Bee Media.
Right.
We are blackbeemediallc.com. Okay. Our blog is jeansandtea.com.
Shout out Jeans and Tea.
Jeans and Tea. We've got some great holiday things. If you haven't checked it out, we've got some interesting holiday questions.
Absolutely.
Like, what's your favorite Christmas song? Let us know.
Yeah.
And you can follow us on Facebook at Jeans and Tea and Black Bee Media LLC, as well as on Instagram.
There we go.
QB Spy on Instagram. So we have a lot of fun, and, you know, I'm looking forward to growing. I'm trying to get where Mr. UL is.
Amen.
He's doing
some
hard work.
I'm trying to leave
my legacy.
We're going to get there. We're going to get there.
And, pushing me.
Shout out to everybody that's on my team. We're going to get there.
And as always, y'all can find me, P-Hack.
P-Hat.
Right here.
P-Hat.
Right.
I ain't gonna lie. I ain't that active on the social medias and whatnot. You know, my job kind of prohibits that. So,
as does,
I'm kind of on the download and whatnot. So,
right here.
Y'all can find me right here.
P-Hat.
There you go.
So, with that, I guess we'll
that
say
with a purpose.
Happy 2017.
Mm-hmm.
Out with the old
and with the
happy
new.
2018. Happy
Merry 2018. Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Happy, happy.
Apparently, we saying Christmas again.
Yeah. It's legal now, apparently.
Definitely.
Yeah, because I've never said it before. Yeah. Happy Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas, everybody, man. Be one with your family. Love your family. Tomorrow's not promised. DJ, I love you.
Give love on Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. Thanks for listening, y'all. And we appreciate you and hope to see you guys in the new year.
There we go.
All right.